About 10 to 7, the weather's looking pretty good. It's heating up just a tad, so that's nice. And your drive to work is looking pretty clear. Because it's 10 to 7, it is time for one of our favourite segments.
Local legend. Local legend. Yes, it is time for local legend. So we choose someone in our community who we think deserves a bit of a shout out. And today we've got Berry Fiery Emmy King. So she's the first female firefighter in the New South Wales Fire and Rescue's Berry Brigade. And we've got her on the phone now. Emmy, how did it feel when you learned that you got the full-time gig with the Berry Fire Brigade?
Oh, it was pretty exciting. I wasn't sure whether or not they would go with me. But yeah, it was great news.
That's so good. And your family has a very strong connection with the fire services, don't they?
Yeah, my dad was a part of the rural fire service when I was growing up, and my brother was for a short period a retained firefighter as well for the Kiama Brigade.
And how's it been since you started there? How's the brigade received you?
They've been fantastic, actually. I think they're a little bit nervous at the beginning to have the first female on the team, but I think they're all a little bit chuffed to have someone a little bit different on the team as well. So, yeah, they've been really accepting of me.
Do you think that there is a need to challenge the idea that some roles are for men and some roles are for women, namely firefighter?
Oh, absolutely. I think in every profession there's a need to challenge the stereotype. And, yeah, it's actually very interesting that it's been a traditionally man-focused career because there's many, many values, I guess, that each person brings to the brigade, which isn't a physical role. And I mean, all of the work, the physical work women can also contribute to, but they bring so much more as well.
Hey, Emmy, moving away from the fire services, you've been working in the service of others pretty much your whole life. You know, you did some stuff with Greenpeace, Ministry of Justice and Community Services. Can you tell us about some of the other gigs you've had around the world?
Yeah, sure. So it's been really important to me to work. Well, I come from a place of privilege, so to work for those who don't have so much privilege. So when I first finished uni in Wollongong, I moved over to Europe where I was working for Greenpeace International on a project for illegal logging and forestry and doing a few other things there, including working with refugees because I was there at the time where all of the 50,000 refugees were legally allowed in Germany. From there, I moved to Vanuatu, where I was working for the Ministry of Justice and Community Services, building a communication strategy and implementing it for them. And then when I moved home, I learnt how to grow vegetables, doing something a bit more grassroots for my local community. So now I work on a small-scale farm, growing food for my local community and teaching people how to grow.
Thanks for that.
She's so awesome.
She's so good.
I think
good.
I have a bit of a friend crush on Emmy.
Yeah, you
I
should.
Wanna, yeah, we need to hang out with that girl.
Yeah. Anyway, that was Berry King for everyone. First female firefighter in the town of Berry, New South Wales. Coming up, because it's Friday, it means it's time for the weekly harvest where we let you know all about the fresh food and produce markets that are on in the region on the weekend here on 2RS.
Tune in to Drive with Jules and Maria.